Sorry, I'm just trying to be helpful.
Welcome to the podcast. This is Nick, who's in Gippsland, and he may have done the night shift last night.
Oh.
So he might be a bit rank.
Hello.
Hi, Nick. Is this Nick?
It sure is.
Would you approve the podcast?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, just letting you know, it's the Tony and Ryan podcast, in case you didn't get that from our
voices. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I had multiple scheduled in for today, so.
Well. Shameless podcast on the Inspired Unemployed. Yeah. We'll begin now.
Hey, I'm Nick from Gippsland, Australia, and I approve this podcast.
So after a weekend of rest, Tony Lodge, how do you sound, first of all?
I sound way better than I did last week.
Better, yep.
Which and everyone will be happy to hear.
And can you describe what's on the table in front of you?
I've got strepsils, a frank green full of water, a frank green full of tea, a tissue, green juice, and a beetroot, apple, and ginger juice.
Yeah, there you go.
That I've just realised that every time I want to take a sip, I should probably take my Invisalign retainers out.
Of course, yeah.
So that I'm not, you know, smiling in the...
Please, if you take them out, if you take them out, don't like do it in the microphone.
Oh no, I won't. I won't do it. I'll do it maybe during the break.
Subtle.
Or
yeah, nice,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not an arsehole. Yeah. Not a total arsehole. Yeah.
All right. So coming up today, if you're not a musical person like me, I don't normally gravitate towards musicals.
Yeah.
We rolling?
Are
you checking something?
Yeah, we are. Sorry, we are. But there's a glass of water in front of me. I like couldn't see it. I was like freaking out.
All right. So. Like every camera and recording gear, there's like the red light means recording and something was covering it up and we started stressing.
And I was just like, holy shit, but there was like a glass of water, so it was kind of like,
we would have wasted that great story about the beetroot juice and the Invisalign.
Okay, there's no need to be an asshole.
All right, if you're like me and not naturally a musical person, we put the challenge out to the Tarpers. What is that one musical movie that might be a conversion movie, a gateway movie, the one that goes, oh, actually, this is good. Maybe I do like this whole genre.
And the movie that was chosen is fantastic, but I definitely wouldn't consider it a conversion movie. We'll talk about it later, but it's a great film.
But you were surprised at the choice?
But
the
I didn't think it was the right choice, no.
Okay. Sitting on the fence early. Good to see. So you can blame everyone else.
Oh, we'll get to it.
We'll get to it. All right, first of all, I want to know, was there a specific moment in your life where you stopped going out as much? Like maybe it was like a certain age. I know for a lot of people, like, oh, when we had children. Like obviously you're not going out every
Friday.
Priorities
change,
And I think I've said this before. For me, pre-COVID Ryan and post-COVID Ryan would not recognise each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
I reckon there'd be a lot of people that can relate to that.
Yeah. Early 20s, the thought of staying home on a Friday or Saturday night and maybe even a Thursday night, like there was like shame and embarrassment.
See, that is not the person that is sitting across from
me. I know.
So I haven't known you I've known you since COVID.
Yeah.
So I didn't know you then. And so whenever you tell me a crazy story about like, oh, yeah, when I was doing brekkie like in Perth, one afternoon I ran into the girls from the promo department and they were like, oh, we're going to go to the movies. And I went, oh, well, I'll come.
Yeah.
And, you know, I needed to get up at 4 the next day, but all good.
Yeah.
And then, after the movie, they said, do you want to come for a drink or we'll go and get waffles or something? Yeah. And I just went and I got home like 1 and I had to wake up early for breakfast. Yeah. But like...
Do you think I'm lying when I tell you those stories?
Kind of. Yeah. And I think that everybody listening who knows you now will be like, I don't think
fuck
that happened.
Guy? That's, I'm not sure about that, bro.
That didn't happen.
Yeah.
You look really nice today, by the way.
Thank you. I put a shirt on.
Yeah.
An overshirt.
Yeah. Is that the one that you were wearing last week? Is this the fancy one you bought for the...
Yeah, because... Yeah. Oh, fuck. I think there's chocolate on my sleeve.
Yeah. And there's, I think, bird poo on your white T-shirt as well.
Okay.
On the back. I saw
it
before.
So I was wearing a white T-shirt and it was a bit like nipply.
So
I was like, yep, just chuck an overshirt over there. No worries.
Yep.
Okay. So people think I'm lying when I said I was out past 10 o'clock. So over the weekend, I went and had... brunch with a bunch of boys. I think I was telling you before.
Yep.
And after brunch, I dropped in at a mate's place just on the way home.
What?
Yeah. And Bridget and I were exhausted.
Oh my God. Yep.
Well, like brunch with the boys, and then we dropped in at Joel and Sean's. They say hi to everyone, by the way.
Oh, hi, Joel and Sean.
And we're like, oh, Call the medical department. We nearly went to hospital for exhaustion because we did two social things on a Saturday morning. We were all home by 2 p.m.
Oh, my
God. But I was shattered. And then I was thinking, like, the person I used to be.
It's funny, though, that you, like, when you get home, you go, fuck, big day. And then you check your phone and you're like, oh, it's literally took. Like,
I haven't done anything.
Like, and all we did was eat. Like, we went out for brunch and sat. Ate and sat down. So it's, you know, it's just, it's a mental exhaustion of, you know.
Is it fair to say you were a bit of a, I don't know, I feel like the old work crew was a bit of a party crew.
Yeah. So when I first moved to Melbourne and I started working at Jason PJ, like we would go out every Friday night and we'd get loot because like working brekkie out, you really need to fucking let off some steam.
Absolutely.
And it's like a really stressful job and stuff. Being like a radio producer is like a lot of work. Yeah. Like people go like, oh, it looks so fun. And it is, but it's fucked.
It's fucked. And no sleep, high stress. So and by Friday afternoon, you're like, oh.
You're fucking in half, blow basically, steam, and you're like, put me back together with espresso martinis. And, so we would go out and get loose all the time. Yeah. And Torbs and I's best mates, Jag and Lane, who are going to see New Zealand literally next week, like I can't fucking
far
believe
out,
it.
Yeah.
Like we would, this will shock you as well because you know me, it would be like 4 p.m. And they'd ring and be like, oh, do you want to come over for a swim? And we'd be like, yeah. Because this was like...
They didn't message 5 days prior so you could set up an Excel spreadsheet to plan what you're going to wear.
Because, like, Jag and Lane are our people. You know how everybody gets, like, one set of friends that you can just be like, do you want to do something? Like,
yeah, whatever. Or do you want to come over and sit and do nothing? And you go, yeah.
Yeah. Like, one night we spent with them on a Friday night and didn't leave till Sunday. Like, you know, like
well,
we just...
I know that because you came over for brunch on Mother's Day last year at 10 a.m. and you left at 8 p.m. I left twice to go out and do stuff and both times I got back, you were still there.
All right.
So I know you're a stayer. You don't need to convince me of that. But... So I saw a word pop up online the other day and this one word would have been in the everyday vernacular of pre-COVID Ryan.
Uh-huh.
What's that other word that we use for vernacular? Lexicon,
yep.
A word that was in my lexicon, yes. Vocabulary Ryan is back. Oh, there was a few extra letters in there somewhere. But I haven't said or seen or heard this word.
Does it start with a K?
Ketamine.
Not what I was thinking.
What did you?
I was
obviously I'm joking.
Is it keen?
No, but that's also a word that's. Yeah, I haven't seen that in a while. Do you want to come over?
I'm keen.
I'm never keen.
No.
I'm not keen.
I'm the opposite of keen. What is unkeen?
The word, it starts with a P and it's something you do.
Praise.
Pre-drinks. What the fuck is pre-drinks?
Fuck off.
Have you seen or heard that word?
Praise for me is the event now. I'm like, the two drinks for praise before going out is I'm like, two drinks, great to see you guys. See you next time.
Yeah, it's pre going home.
Yeah, pre me ordering an Uber.
So, I see this word and I just shudder. My whole body just goes, ugh. And because, I'll go out, I'll have a nice cocktail with my meal and I'll go,
oh, that mac and cheese hit the spot. See you later.
And the thought of, like, I'd have a beer on the couch in the afternoon. I didn't hate a shower beer. I'm not a huge beer guy. Like, I'll also like a bourbon and Coke or something like that because, you know, Bogan roots. And
you're a grown-up now.
Yeah, but, like, oh, this is so embarrassing. A Jimmy can in the shower before you go out? Oh, fucking light me up. I'm ready. And so by the time you go out, you've had, like, three or four.
Yeah.
And you're just like.
But you also used to do that because you, like, couldn't afford to drink while you were out.
No, but then you'd have three or four and then I'd go to your friend's house. Then you'd get stuck in because, who's buying drinks at the club? Who can afford that? So then by the time, then you have another four in a few hours and some food. And then you go out and spend one drink at the club.
Yeah, you buy one drink while you're out because that's all you can afford. Yeah, to hold.
Yeah. So the reason pre-drinks came across my life, it popped up in my algorithm because, and welcome to 2008, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing a BuzzFeed quiz. So Tony Lodge.
Oh my God, this is so fun. Can we do quizzes every week?
Tony, I'm going to ask you questions about your pre-drinks etiquette.
Oh.
And BuzzFeed's going to tell you which Australian state you're from. Now, this is interesting because you've gone on the record and been like, I'm so Melbourne. I just get this city. This city gets me.
So I am from WA.
But you are from Western Australia, which is the opposite side of the country. And you have never been to the MCG. I asked you about the Westgate Bridge the other day and you were like, oh, what's that?
I don't drive a lot. I don't drive
a lot. So for a true Melburnian, true Victorian, I was like, oh. So maybe your pre-drinks etiquette will like tell a tale here. And hey, play along while you're listening, because even just the topics they asked, I was like, oh, I remember that guy.
Have you done this quiz?
Yeah.
And did you get Victoria?
I did. And I was nervous that I wouldn't, but I was like chuffed and out loud.
Oh, yeah, I thought maybe you'd get Queensland or something.
Yeah, same. I was like, one of the questions was, do you prefer this or rum? And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get Queensland rum. But even just these questions took me back.
Okay.
So it's a bit of a journey.
All right, take me there.
First up, choose your destination. Are you going to a bar later on after your pre-drinks? Are you going to a club? Are you going to a festival or are you going to a concert?
Oh, is this me now?
I mean,
or back in the day?
It has to be back in the day, I think, because the answer now is none of the above most of the questions.
That's what I was going to say, not applicable.
Yeah.
Read me the options again.
Bar, club, festival, concert.
Probably concert.
Concert, okay.
But it would have been a gig, like a shit gig.
Yeah. Now let's choose your chippies. Would you like Smith's chips, Doritos, veggie chips, or tasty tubes?
Smith's salt and vinegar.
That's actually the pitch they've got.
Good.
Now choose your cheese. Cheddar.
Camembert.
Brie, blue, or Manchego?
Manchego. go Brie because it's the closest to Camembert.
Yep. I was surprised not to see Camembert on the list, actually.
Yeah.
All right, choose your crackers. Jats, Pita crisps, Dayton pistachio somethings, or wafers?
Jats. Which are Savoys in Victoria.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, and if you're not from Australia, how do you just describe a Jat?
Oh, it's like...
Other than the elite choice.
You know, like, I think in America, they've got Ritz, which are like the really buttery ones. They like that, but way harder, not as buttery.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, those Ritz, and they just melt in your mouth, those Ritz.
Oh, my God, they're fucking naughty. They're so good.
Choose your spirit. Vodka, rum, that's where I thought I was going to get Queensland, bourbon or tequila?
I'm going to go vodka for back then.
Choose your mixer. Orange juice, soda water, Coca-Cola or lemonade?
Lemonade, 100%.
I will add, though, that the lemonade in the picture looks like an American lemonade with lemons. But,
I mean like a Kirk's sugary lemonade. Yeah.
How good's that brand, Kirk's?
Oh, my God, so good.
Choose your tune.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And these, I guess the tunes kind of represent a genre, if not like the band itself.
Okay.
But the choices are Fleetwood Mac, Frank Ocean, Beyonce, or Harry Styles.
I guess I'll go Harry Styles because of...
It's like pop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For then?
Yeah.
It'd be more of a Fleetwood Mac now, but...
Now, this says choose your dinner, but given the options and the quiz, I'm guessing it's like on the way home.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We've got Macca's.
Yep.
We've got pizza.
Yeah.
Got kebab.
Yeah.
And we've got sushi, which is a surprising choice given the other ones it surrounds.
I'm going to go pizza. Because across from the Paramount Hotel in Perth, this club that we used to go to, there was like a pizza, like all night pizza, like cafe across the road.
Yeah.
And so there was a few times when like I'd be sitting there eating a piece of pizza and like whatever hot girls I was with, like fighting with their boyfriend, I'd be like, no one wants to kiss me, but I'm not in an argument. Yeah. So
you're chasing pepperoni. I got my own over here.
Yeah. Here we go.
Finally.
Okay. I'm so nervous.
Choose your drinking game. Beer pong, waterfall. Jeez, this really takes me back.
That makes me want to vomit thinking about that.
I just play waterfall all the time.
Yeah.
Never Have I Ever or King's Cup?
King's Cup, surely.
I feel like King's Cup and Never Have I Ever are components of waterfall, if you play it right.
Oh, waterfall is a rule in King's Cup, I think.
Oh,
isn't
yeah,
it?
There's a lot of crossover.
Like if you pull a seven, it's...
Oh, the waterfall and it goes around.
Yeah.
Okay, we've discovered they're all the same game. They're but you've said King's Cup?
I'm saying King's Cup. We used to play that all the time.
Oh, my God.
What? What? You hit go? You've got the result?
Yeah, I've got the result.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm waiting for, like, a really important...
This is a...
What?
Consider me flapped. You love a solid Macca's dinner before hitting the bar with your pre-drink of choice and the trusty rum and coke combo. Did that listen to any of the answers?
I don't think so.
A solid foundation for a night to remember, in brackets, or not. Tony Lodge is from New South Wales, Sydney.
Oh, fuck. fuck.
That's the worst answer.
That's the worst answer. Oh, it could have been Adelaide.
Yeah,
I prefer
second
that.
Worst answer. Oh,
I prefer
God.
Adelaide. Wait,
that is so anytime. Oh.
I'm really upset, but that's
I'm
really
upset for
put
you.
Me offside, actually.
Yeah.
But then it mentioned rum and coke. That wasn't my answer.
Yeah, a lot of.
I think maybe let's do it again. We'll do it in the break. We'll do the quiz again. it must be something wrong at BuzzFeed HQ.
Hey, it's Nick from Gippsland, Australia, and you're listening to the Tony Ryan Podcast.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. All the info's in our show notes. You can check it out whenever you like. There's a lot of good shit over there, though.
Yep.
I love it. I like hanging out in there.
The exclusive and champion tarpers get YouTube videos a month early. I'm seeing Tony do the maths there.
What?
So they get posted privately into there a month before they go publicly on the YouTube channel. So when we lose our, what was last week? The Hawaiian keyring?
The nail clippers.
Yeah. So the full length video of that of Tony.
Fuck.
Barely being able to contain herself.
I think I picked up on the right issue with
that
story.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Anyway, but yeah, so you can watch those and it's just basically us like losing our shit for 15 minutes. But a few other people watching those videos and thank you very much.
Yep.
Rachel Kiefer, love
Thanks
to Keeps. See it. Linda Matheson, Mal DeVissa, Robert Wright.
You got a key for that door?
Nice. That was like three names
ago.
Yeah,
that was six names ago, that joke. So if you scroll back and then hear my, now that you've heard the joke, it'll make sense. Do you want to say it again?
Rachel Kiefer.
Oh, you got a key for that door?
Linda Matheson, Mal DeVissa, Robert Wright. Oh, Robert wrong. Stacey, Peter Thompson, Savannah Gatto, Kate Sharp, Victoria, Jess, and Frankie Lou. You got a key for that, Lou?
you said the name Stacey.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a Stacey that's not keen for pre-drinks? Because
no.
I haven't.
And have you ever met a Stacey that went, oh, my God, no one's ever sung Stacey's Mum to me before? So literally just the other day, we read out a different Stacey on.
And I sung that song.
And I was like, do you remember that song? And we sang it. And she messaged on Patreon yesterday. I saw it. And she's like, oh, I've never heard that one before. And I was like, hit a nerve. Sorry about that, Stacey.
Sorry about Stacey. Apparently she is not keen for that drink.
So the category of movies for Movie Monday this week was musicals to win Ryan over. So we wanted to try and get you, wanted to try and get you on board to enjoy a musical.
Yep.
I've mentioned many times, I love musicals. I wanted to, you know, I studied sound at WAPA, but I was like in the realm.
We get it. You went to uni, you're an engineer. I get it.
I went to an arts university.
Yeah. No, it's great.
And so I love it. You're not so keen. I decided we should do a category to actually win you over. And the exact wording that I used was musicals to win Ryan over. The options that I went with were the ones that were most mentioned in a
Facebook
post that you posted.
There's been a long democratic process to get to this.
Yes, exactly. So, I think that I've whittled them down quite well. And I used my judgment on which ones I thought were, both really good but also would
appeal to me and get me across the line.
You. Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
Phantom of the Opera, my all-time favourite show.
Because you revved it up last week and just the name of it is
it's fantastic.
Iconic, synonymous. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I haven't seen it. It's from just the name feels like one of the classics. I feel like a good place to start.
Yep. 8%.
Fuck.
Didn't even get a look in. I was devastated.
Yeah. Next one.
This is the one that I thought would win because I thought would be really good for you.
Mm.
Sweeney Todd.
So I saw that and it's a bit dark. It's a bit grimy. It's got Johnny Depp. And I was just like.
And Helena Bonham Carter. Yeah. Like, can't go wrong.
And I was like, I could see how I could like this.
Yes.
How'd that go?
11%.
Fuck.
So then everybody was going crazy about Hamilton. Have you seen Hamilton?
No, but I'd also put that in the it's an all-time.
Well, so it's
great.
Quite a new musical.
Oh, but as in
Yeah, but it's a huge success.
Whenever it goes to a new city, it's the city stops because Hamilton's in town.
So there's quite a few boys.
You went to the opening, didn't you?
No, I went to the Harry Potter opening.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I start with H.
That's what similar storyline. Well, Harry Potter's not a musical,
isn't it?
No.
Oh, maybe I should. Yeah, okay.
But Hamilton, yeah, it's like the new hit thing. Yep. A lot of the guys that I went to uni with are in Hamilton now. It's really cool. Anyway, then another one that I thought, what a classic, Moulin Rouge.
Maybe that'll get me on because it's a bit like hot and
it's
cool
sexy.
It's a bit sexy.
And, I mean, it is from 2001, but it's a really good movie.
Nicole Kidman?
Yes, and Ewan McGregor. Oh. So, like, fucking touch me on the funny.
Yeah, yeah.
28%. The winner, shockingly, was Hairspray, 38%.
Of the list, I just saw that and went, oh, that looks awful.
I saw Hairspray in 2007 at the cinema. Like, I really liked the show.
Yeah.
But I did not think it was going to win. Mm. A lot of people also suggested Rent, but then also people were like, oh, but it's kind of like, maybe it hasn't aged that well.
Okay.
And there was a few others that people were like, oh, this is really good, but, you know, might not be the best for Ryan and stuff.
Yep.
So I tried to pick things that were as even as possible.
Was Chicago in the mix anywhere?
Chicago wasn't even really mentioned.
That's why I didn't see it mentioned, and I feel like that's like one
and
of
I sing that all the time, Chicago. Yeah. Oh, I can't really sing at the moment, sorry.
Yeah, don't waste your voice, mate. You've still got your green juice, your brood of green juice,
McGreen beetroot.
My brain is trying to say Beetlejuice, and I know it's beetroot juice, but my brain is trying to say Beetlejuice. Beetroot juice and your tea and your water.
Yep.
They're 30 seconds of our life we won't get back. Fucking I apologise sincerely.
I will say this was torturous for me watching this movie and not being able to sing at the moment. Like I'm sitting on the couch mute. Like I can't talk right now. I've barely got a voice. I'm barely holding it together. And I'm watching this show with like a million songs in it that I fucking love. And yeah. So
Tony began getting a play-by-play for me as I was watching it last night. Yeah. Did you not appreciate that?
I just think I wasn't in the mood. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So I put it on. I'm like, here we go. My entry to the musical world.
Yes.
I text Tony. Tony's like, what are you saying? What do you mean? Yeah. We watch a movie every week. Why are you texting me?
Yes.
Actually, in hindsight, I probably should have picked up on that first clue. So
tell us what you thought.
Okay. So I don't love musicals, we know this, but I think instead of having like the 3.5, 4 minute full version of every song, maybe just like give me the 90 seconder. Because as you get into the third verse and you sing the chorus for the fourth or fifth, the opening number, Baltimore, I could have moved house in the time that that song went for.
It's a great song.
At first I was like, yep, she's from Baltimore, it's up and about, it's a morning day, and it just kept going.
But it tells you a story. It's not as if they're just like singing a Britney Spears song that has nothing to do with the thing. Like it tells you the story.
So after the first 15 minutes hearing that song, I was a bit like, oh, it could be.
It doesn't go for 15 minutes.
It goes for 4 though. And again, 90 seconds would have been great.
TikTok has melted your brain.
So I was a bit like, fuck, righto. We could be in for a long run here. Then,
it is 2 hours long.
Yeah. Then I text you and I go, hang on. Is that Zac Efron? And then you started sending me links to IMDb and told me to ask myself.
It's pretty funny.
That was pretty funny. And then I was like, is that Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah.
Who's that girl that we love, the young Ashley Bynes?
Amanda Bynes.
Amanda Bynes. Yeah. So I'm like, I love her. She's great.
Yep.
And then the guy who hosts the Corny Connell show, I don't know
Corny Collins.
Yeah, I don't know the actor's name, but I know that I like that guy.
It is.
I didn't realize, what I'm getting at is I didn't know all these superstars were going to be in the show. Mm-hmm. So I'm texting Tony and be like, oh my God, is that the guy from this? Is that the girl from that? And then Jonathan Travolta.
Yes.
Who the fuck saw that? What? Is there any context to why he's the?
I don't really know. James Marsden, sorry, is
that
guy's name.
Of course, yes.
I'm not sure why they used him. I don't know.
Because all the others are like, obviously it's a musical and it's like cartoonish.
It's a bit silly.
Yeah. But then that's real silly.
Yeah.
And then, so I'm back. Like after 15 minutes, I'm like,
oh,
I'm fucking in. There's all these stars. There's some like little gags and it's like, it's kind of funny.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. And then I feel like they did the same scene and sung the same song for the next 10 hours and nothing happened.
What? What are you talking about? Nothing happened.
it just, the same thing just kept happening. They just kept singing in the studio, and then they would go out of the, Christopher Walken, how good's he? And then it'd go to Christopher Walken, and then it'd go back to the studio and they'd sing the same song. And then they would go to the house, and then it's the same thing happened for hours. And I don't get it.
What?
Yeah.
There's an entire, like, Black Lives Matter protest.
I did at first cringe when they're like, every day is white day except for Negro. I was like, okay, that's a...
Well, you should cringe because that's fucked.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I'm glad that that was, like, set up for to be solved, not just like, yes, it is what it is. Because
yep.
I was like, okay.
Well,
okay.
Yep, yeah, that would be the 60s.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo. So how'd it finish?
You didn't watch the whole thing.
Oh, but I just didn't... How'd it finish?
You didn't watch the whole thing.
Well, I did, but it just didn't. It just all became the same to me. And I was busy.
That's like fucks me off that you didn't even care about watching the whole movie.
I watched. Like,
so this whole thing was to like try and get you on side, and you can't even respect it enough to watch the whole thing.
Well, like I said, once the song started, they just, all the songs sounded the same to
no,
me.
No, they don't.
How did it end?
What do you mean, how did you didn't watch it?
I just don't. Like, so. In the first 15 minutes.
I, like, don't understand what you're saying. How did it end?
So, like, I feel like.
So all of the people, everyone's allowed on the TV together.
Yeah.
And little Inez wins Miss Hairspray.
Yeah.
Which is, like, the greatest thing ever. Insane because, yeah, like, they weren't allowed on the TV together before.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Tracy changes her look because she's like, oh, I'm just going to be me. I don't need to conform to what everybody else is doing.
I feel like that all happened in the first 15 minutes.
Did you watch the movie at all?
So, yeah. So she goes and, like, gets bullied out of the audition at, yeah, at first.
Yeah.
And then she's, like, dancing in detention and she's having a fun time.
Yeah.
And what a legend. I love the character. She's great.
Yeah.
And then Zac Efron's like, hey, bro, if you dance like that, you'll get on the show.
Yeah.
And then she dances like that and she gets on the show and, like, how good's this?
Yeah.
Happily, yeah, ever after.
No, but then so she gets on the show, right? Yeah. And she's like, oh my God, what could be better than this? Yeah. And then she's talking to like Queen Latifah's character, yeah, Mama Mirabelle or whatever her name is. And then she's like, oh, how come you guys aren't allowed on the TV with us? She's like, oh, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh. Then she like learns about their culture. And she's like, you should all be allowed on the TV with us. She's like, yeah, no fucking shit.
Yeah.
And then she goes to the protest with them and stuff. And Queen Latifah's like, you will never, ever be on TV again if you're seen with us.
Yeah.
Like protesting for us.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't care. Like, I want to do what's right. Even though my dream is to be dancing on TV.
What a beautiful thing to do.
Yeah, it's a great movie. You
what
should
an incredible
watch it.
Movie.
So then she's like, risks her dream.
Yeah.
So that she can, like, go and, like, do the right thing socially.
Mm.
And then she gets, like, she's being hunted by the cops because she donks a police officer with her sign. And she's like, listen to us. And they're like, she assaulted a police officer. Oh, she's like, no, I didn't. Anyway, and then she's, like, on the run or whatever. And they all break into the TV station,
yeah,
to go to the, like, live event.
Yeah.
And everybody comes together and they, like, are on TV. And then Lil Inez wins the thing.
What a beautiful movie.
Why didn't you watch it?
I thought I did. It just seemed all the same.
I think you just decided that you didn't like it.
Nah, don't. Nah,
no, but you obviously, because if you're saying you watched it, but then I've just told you exactly what happened, you're like, oh, that sounds really good.
Well, like I said, I was loving the first few, and then it just became real repetitive. It's the musical. It's the songs that just.
I think you're either a musical person or you're not, and I think that that's fine. But, like, to say that it's all the same is, like, it's not true. Having said that, though,
like I look up from my phone and be like, "All right, cool, they're singing about things again."
Why were you on your phone?
Oh, don't. I mean, you know,
watching this movie is work. Like, how would you feel if you're like, "Oh, did you prepare that story today?" And I was like, "Oh, I just like, nah." How would you feel?
But this was the experience. I'm like, capture me, and I was not captured. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
I'm very disappointed, but. Do you think that you are more likely now to watch another musical? I know the answer's no. This probably wasn't the best
one. Is it my attention span? The song, like, as soon as the song goes past the minute, I'm just like,
I think that people have, like,
you're from Baltimore and you've caught the bus to school. I get it. I've just summed it up in 5 words. But no. Give me a 4-minute ballad to explain this.
I think that people have decided that, like, musicals are lame. And so as soon as the music starts, you're like, ugh.
Mm.
And I don't think that's your fault. I'm saying that people just are like, ugh, a musical.
I'm sorry for being a sad sack.
That's okay.
I feel like I've brought the energy down. I wanted to like it. I got excited by John Travolta. I love Zac Efron. I love James Marsden, even though I didn't know his name until 2 minutes ago. When I saw Queen Latifah, I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Look, I'm wondering, do we do the rap?
Yeah, you've
written
a rap.
Are we musicaled out?
Nah. I'm more the other. If I've copped 5 years of that movie, I may as well cop an extra 30 seconds.
Okay. All right. Here we go. T-Lodge.
Travolta.
Hairspray. Here we go.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Trying to get Ryan to like musicals.
You.
Last ditch attempt before he refusicals. Hairspray's a favourite of mine. You know, the opposite of a bore. Good morning, Baltimore. We love a film with a positive core. Ooh. Change is the message that it wore. Yeah. Love when Lil Nas wins. Amber Heard and her mum can get in the bins.
Yeah. I like that musical.
Thank you.
You know what? You are the musical in my life.
Oh my God, there's a song in High School Musical and it's like, you are the music in me.
You are the music in me.
It's beautiful.
And I would like to be the music in you.
In you. Well, look, I'm sorry that you didn't love it, but now we know we won't do musicals anymore.
I didn't like not watch it. I was just like...
Not engaged.
I was like on the couch
okay.
the whole time.
Yeah, that's okay.
It lost me.
These things happen. I'd probably feel that way about like one of those shit Christopher Nolan films you like. Like it just loses me. Like it's just not my thing.
You want to come over and watch a college volleyball game? Yeah. No, I get it. We all have our interests.
Yeah.
I've got you love to see it. And how many times do you reckon you've seen Hairspray?
Oh, can't count. Like so many times through the year. Through the year.
When you said
life.
can't, it just... It's...
Well, it wasn't. So.
Okay. There's a video that pops up in my feed every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
For the last 5 years. And I laugh my ass off every time.
Yeah.
So every time you've seen Hairspray, I've probably seen this video 10 times for every time you've seen that movie.
Okay.
Still does me in.
Yeah.
This DJ is filming the dance floor, right? At a club.
Yeah.
He's DJing, you know, he's on his phone. And this drunk girl walks up to the DJ booth and she's like, can I get 2 vodka sodas? And a Jager bomb. And he's like, oh, I'm the DJ. And so, yeah, you call yourself whatever you like. You live your best truth. But what I need is 2 vodka sodas and a Jager bomb. And because she just sees like a guy behind
and
a,
she's
a
like,
booth.
You're
obviously
you're
a bar.
You're the guy. Yeah.
And he's like pointing over to the thing. And she thinks that he's like trying to be helpful or giving advice. She's like, mate, I don't mind.
I'll wait.
Yeah,
if
it's all
good.
If
you've got to go over there, yeah. That's fine.
You do you, bro. I'll just wait here.
Oh, my God. How have I never seen that video before?
It's so good. And when I was in Mildura, I, like, DJed at a club. And I don't know how to DJ because here's the thing. When you work in radio, like, and you're in a small town, people go, oh, you work in radio. You play music. Do you know how to DJ? And I go, nah. And they're like, oh, like, you get free drinks at the club. And I'm like, yeah, and no, I know how to do it.
You're like, yeah, well, for that price, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, and it was like the old school room. So I'm just playing like 90s. And you don't need to like, it's just like queuing up Windows Media Player and standing there getting free drinks.
Yeah.
And I've seen like, and when you're like one step back from the crowd and you kind of like observe.
Yeah, totally.
Fascinating.
Oh my God.
And when this girl wanders up, I'm like, that exact thing hasn't happened. But like, we all know this person. We all know this state that someone's been
in. And we've
in.
All been in that state, yeah. I feel, when you kind of get to that point, you're like, look, I don't care what you have to do.
Yeah.
Just give me the drink, please.
Yeah. Or I've been in an Uber with someone who's like tried to pay cash to the Uber driver.
Oh, and the Uber driver's like, no, it just comes off your...
Yeah, and she's like, oh, I don't mind. I don't need to use the machine. I'll just, you can just
There's
take
no
the
machine.
Cash. And he's like,
it's already happened.
You've actually already paid.
I've already spent the money you gave me.
Yeah. See on my phone, it's come true. Yeah, mate, you can do phone pay, but I'll just give you cash. And you're just like, is this bitch nice?
But like, they're trying to be nice. It's
so
not
nice.
As if they're getting like rowdy about it. They're like, mate, no, I'm happy to pay.
Time. If you don't have Jager, I guess I'll get a Red Bull or something, but just,
yeah.
Can we get those vodka sodas?
Yeah.
Or what?
Are they coming? I ordered those like 15 minutes ago.
And it's like, when you've seen a movie 100 times, like, you know the punchline's coming, that shock punchline,
yeah.
And you're just like,
but
here it
still
comes,
gets
here
yeah.
it comes. And I'm like, when I see her walking up to the booth, I'm like, oh, guess what she's going to order? Here she goes.
Oh, my God. Well, to continue on the music theme
yeah.
of
Everyone's loving music today.
Of this episode. Blink 182 is fucking coming to Australia.
Oh, I thought of you when I saw this.
Oh, my God.
Do you think?
Pour one out for your fucking, like, inner punk rock loving old emo phase. Oh, my God.
Do you think, you know how Travis Barker was like the third of the three when the band was out? Because the other two were like the singers and kind of got a bit more attention.
Yeah, and he's always been like the more quiet one.
Yeah. Do you reckon now the other two are like cashing in because Trav's now the cool one?
I think there is a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Well, and because Tom like wasn't in the band.
He left, right?
Yeah. And then like Mark Hoppus, the bass player and the other singer, he got cancer. So he's like only recovered from like going through chemotherapy and stuff.
Fuck.
And so I guess he's like, fuck, like YOLO, let's fucking do it. Tom's back in the band. Travis is obviously like the most famous person in the world.
So the chances of this happening, well, considering all that's gone on, there would have been times when you had said, what are the chances? And you go, literally one in a million.
No, well, it was zero
because
Travis said he'd never fly.
Of course, yeah.
So because he was in a plane accident.
Crash, one of them's sick and you go, oh, well, that's obviously never going
to
happen.
Well, yeah, so he was like, I'll never be able to tour again because I can't fly. And then so he did one tour where he like boated. Like he got like he was on a boat to another country because he was like, I will not fly. And then, so it was zero.
So
it
how
was like,
he
it's never
going
to happen. Well, so he's obviously gone through lots of therapy and stuff.
Yeah.
But since being with Kourtney Kardashian.
Oh, there's no getting a boat over to Italy for the weekend you're in LA.
I think so. He was like, I don't need to overcome. Like, I have a happy life where I am. Like, don't need anything
plenty
else.
Plenty going on in LA.
Yeah.
What else?
And
is
then
there?
I guess he was just like, oh, I want to see the world with you. It's just like quite beautiful.
Oh, that is beautiful.
And then he went on his first flight ever, I get like
yeah,
for the
since,
first
yeah.
time, on like Kylie's private jet. And I mean, if you're going to do it in style.
Well, do it in style, but I don't know about
a
you.
A private jet is like the most dangerous way to fly, though.
Oh, the bigger the plane, the safer you feel, surely.
Yeah.
You're in a small thing, you're like, is that going to help you feel or is that just going to make you more terrified? Good
idea. Anyway,
that'd be really hard. Imagine sitting on there on the runway, not wanting to do it, stress and sweating.
His book is insane, like, because he talks about, well, anyway. But my fucking you love to see it is that Blink-182, if I can come to Australia, I'm so fucking excited. Oh, my God.
You do love to say that.
I'm so pumped.
You do love to say that.
Yep.
All right. Have a good day, everyone. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
Love you. Bye.